Sports with Matt Stewart.
A very special thanks to Mel Tochner and Anita Smith, who have drifted back now towards the Sandown Vet Clinic to do their stuff. But it was lovely to hear about the origins of the GAP program. Now, Pink, we've got the main man in the chair, and we've got the other main man. We've got the main man with the main dog, and we've got the main man with the main form guide who's going to find the winners. So
we do, yeah. Robbie Britton is the man behind Tornado Tears, defending champion, of course, one with Fannabale the year before that. It wouldn't be a Sandown Cup without you, Rob.
Well, it's in recent times, no, but believe me, there's been a hell of a lot of years before that that I never figured.
He's coming to the race, looking at the form guide here. He hasn't had a start since the 20th of April. Of course, he picked up a little injury up in Sydney in his last campaign, but he trailed here last Wednesday. How's he pulled up, and how's he looking ahead of the heat tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, he's pulled up perfectly. I've got no issues with him at all. He'll probably go in maybe a run short, but I'm not worried about that. As he's developed, he's got stronger and stronger, so the 700 is not an issue with him. So I can't complain. He's going into the race as good as I can get him.
Tell us about the injury and what's taken place to get him back onto the track.
He ripped about a 20-cent piece of pad off on the back foot in Sydney. The following week, we were happy to run him, and he's done the same thing again. You know, a lot of people said I was too hasty getting him back to the track, but on the same night in the finals, there was three or four dogs did the same injury, so it was certainly track-related. It's something that I just wish I didn't go up there. But as I said, we're back on our home track now, and the dog's fine, and the healing process has been great.
Rob, 12 months on, is there anything different that you do in his preparation now? Do you keep it the same as last year? Obviously, you've had a few hiccups and things, but just in general training day-to-day, do you still free-gallop him as much? Do you do it more?
Yeah, I free-gallop him just as much, and I try to do a little bit more with him because his races have been so spaced. I think as the dog gets older too, you don't want to trial as much as you did as a younger dog, because I always say every trial's a race you're probably not going to get. So we try to work him hard and keep him fresh and keep him away from the track in between races.
What amazes me is the transition from walking to free trialing. Like in the olden days, they used to just walk him everywhere, didn't they? Kilometre after kilometre. Are you part of the era that made the transformation to gallop from walking to galloping in training?
Yeah, but not really, no. Right back to my childhood, my dad used to gallop along the beach. And that was always the way we trained.
On his own or with a greyhound?
Yeah, no, he was actually pretty quick in those days. He slowed down a bit since. But you're right. And I think it's more to do with it was more a hobby industry years back, and the facilities weren't there. People trained out of their backyard, so they didn't have that facility to gallop their dogs. Nowadays, the professional trainers have all got galloping yards, and the hobby people, the tracks have actually put in facilities for them, so it's a more professional industry all round.
All right, stay there, Robbie. We've got the guru, Troy Little, who Pink says is the best judge in town, and Troy's been listening intently to Robbie's appraisal of just how well Tornado Tears has come up. Troy, what's your summation of the challenge ahead as a punter for Tornado Tears this year? And you better give us an insight into what you're like tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, it's interesting with Tornado. He's such a good dog, and he's got so much on this field, but he's getting to a stage where he's getting strung up at a little bit of traffic, and there's a couple of dogs in this race tomorrow night that might just be a little bit of pestering to him early.
What do you reckon, Robbie? Are there a few pests in the race tomorrow night from box five?
Oh, absolutely. Troy will probably tell you, but the dog on the inside that's does want to use plenty of the track and gets out okay, so he'll need to avoid that sort of traffic, and they're the things you can't... You can't worry about. You just put him in and hope.
Are you going to bet against him tomorrow night, Troy?
I think he's got too much on him to bet against. I think it's a sit back and watch race. But if he got into real, real skinnies, I'd probably lay him maybe. If he got into like 1.12 or 1.15.
So there's no sentiment with the professional punter.
No, it's...
Just quickly, just give us a couple of bets for tomorrow night while we got you, Troy.
We're probably looking, the best bet of the night is probably Dinah Patty, but she's only $1.40. So you might be able to take her into some multi. So that's race 9, number 1. She looks like just finding the front and winning, and she's in a rich vein of form at the minute. And also, race 4, number 4, Orson Allen. He's probably the best dog in the Harrison-Dawson series. He looks like coming out, and if he crosses Flynn at the start, I think he'll be getting the money. And he's also in a rich vein of form. And if I could give one little roughie somewhere,
yes,
maybe be... Let's go to Kanzan, maybe. Race 7, number 1. I'm not sure what price it is, but I think it's prepping well and ready to run a good race in race 7.
And those tips will appear on the website as well. We're running out of time. Robbie Britton, final word on Tornado Tears and maybe something else tomorrow night that we could steer into.
Well, Neo Clio has been racing really well, but as Troy's just pointed out, the box 8 percentages aren't that great here, so she has to cross the field when it's going to be tough. But she's going well at the moment, and if she can get into the race early, she'll be somewhere abouts.
What does that mean in his lingo, Mick? When he says somewhere abouts, does he mean good thing? Or?
He said Fanta Bale and Tornado Tears, the last two Stanley Cups, would be going okay and thereabouts. So,
so we've deciphered his language. Hey, we've run out of time, guys. Robbie, thank you very much for stepping in. Troy, thanks for your insights, mate. Good luck tomorrow night, Rob.
Thank you.